Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, April 15th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. As expected, we went to Infocon Crane again, indicating that essentially the OpenSL Heartbleed issue is now at a steady state. Nothing really new to report. We are still monitoring the certificate revocation lists. If there is any further fallout, I would expect it to come from the growth of the size of these certification revocation lists. At this point, from what I am seeing, the list that I monitor, and again, this is just a small subset of lists, I do see right now about 5,000 certificates revoked on the 10th, which is the peak of the activity, while usually the same set of lists is only revoking about 500 to 1,000 a day. And then we do still expect a lot more to show up. It takes a few days for these certificates after they are revoked to actually show up in these certificate revocation lists. On the same note, we did now swap certificates for the Internet Storm Center website, so this is all done and finished. Took us over the weekend. I think we asked for it on Thursday and we received it today. As far as the total size of the CRLs I'm monitoring, it grew about by 10 to 20% depending on the particular certificate revocation list. So I don't think that is causing a problem yet. I would be more concerned once they double in size or more. And the symptom you may be seeing then is that a certificate revocation list isn't loaded. Now, there is still OSCP as a backup, so your browser may still be able to verify certificates and you may not see any problems. And then we got a little bit more insight why the Canadian Revenue Agency shut down its public website. Part of this was Heartbleed to give them time to patch, but it was also a leak that was precipitated by Heartbleed, and turns out 900 taxpayers' social insurance numbers were leaked due to this vulnerability. I believe this is the first and so far only such leak that we have seen due to Heartbleed, but I have to also say I have to applaud the Canada Revenue Agency that they were actually able to detect it. I believe there may have been many more breaches like this. For example, we have seen all of the email addresses and passwords from Yahoo that people posted. But probably most people weren't able to detect any of these attacks based on insufficient instrumentation of their networks. And staying with encryption, a while ago, there was an effort to fund an audit of the TrueCrypt disk encryption code. And the first round of this audit that was done by ISEC Partners just finished. They released their report, turning up no back doors at this point. So this is actually a pretty good thing that we do see some audits happening with code like this. And let's hope that the trend continues for software like OpenSSL. And yesterday we talked about improvements to Android security. Today we do have a new vulnerability, apparently an unpatched exploit at this point, for the PDF reader from Adobe, of all places, for mobile. Looks like they recently ported JavaScript support to the Adobe reader for mobile to achieve feature and, I guess, vulnerability parity between the mobile client and the desktop client, and an arbitrary code execution vulnerability was found in this particular feature. Proof of concept exploits have been published on the full disclosure list. The exploit actually looks extremely simple to pull off. You can directly start a shell and then pass commands to it. I don't have an Android device with Adobe Reader handy right now to test it, but it overall looks legit. So for now, I would think that you probably don't want to use the Adobe Reader to open any PDFs if you can help it on your Android device. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.